Get it? The Bird Show.
You want to travel, you just don't have the cash right now, man. It's expensive. It's expensive to travel. So I think we can help each other out here. So Burt's Big Adventure now is doing a raffle. We usually do this with a car. Right now, we're going to do it with travel. They asked me months ago, where are some of your favorite places to go? And then let's do a raffle around it for Burt's Big Adventure. Burt's Big Adventure, again, is the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. So we have put together three great vacations for you guys for $100. Your raffle ticket is $100. And let me tell you what our samples are here. How about a five-night stay in a private villa, one of the most exclusive resorts, Casa de Campo Resort and Villas in the Dominican Republic. I was just there, like last year. This place is awesome, okay? And I can guarantee you, you can't get in there for $100 a night. Absolutely not. And that's five nights there. Danielle and Christina Lee have helped us out with that trip. That could be yours for $100, that entire trip. Six-night Walt Disney World vacation package, including your stay at a deluxe Disney World resort. Plus, we're going to hook you guys up with Hopper passes for four from the amazing team at Withdrawals Travel.
Yeah, you definitely can't be going to Disney for no $100.
Nope.
You can't buy three hot dogs at Disney for $100. And you're going to go there for 6 nights and stay in one of the premium hotels. We know how much that costs because we pay for it every year. You guys pay for it every year. Or this is the one I love right here. You could choose your own adventure anywhere in the world you want to go with a $7,500 gift certificate from Delta Vacation. Anywhere you want to go from Delta Vacations.
Anywhere.
So if you've ever had a bucket list, a travel bucket list, now if it's me here, I'm going as far as I can from Atlanta. I mean, it's $7,500. You want to go to like Australia, Japan.
Somewhere I never heard of. That's where I want to go.
But for only $100, are you kidding me? So we're doing this raffle, but it's wrapping up pretty quickly. I'm telling you about it now because we're at the conclusion of it. April 30th is going to be the last day that you can get in on this. So it's $100 for any one of those packages. We're giving away some secondary gifts as well. But go there today. Go and buy this today for $100. Burt'sBigAdventure.org. Pick your vacation for $100 raffle ticket, and all of that money is going to Burt's Big Adventure.
My son threw me for a loop the other day when he came up and said, "Mama, are you pregnant?"
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
And why?
So this was this past weekend when I had the Easter brunch and everybody was coming over and I wanted to look cute. And I put on like this flowy blue chambray dress, right? So chambray, if you don't know, it's like it's denim, but it's a light flowy denim, right?
Duh.
Everybody know that.
You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very cozy dress and I even cinched it with a little belt. I thought it looked super cute, right? And I'm standing in the kitchen cutting up strawberries and, you know, people are going to be arriving any second now. Jimmy walks up to me. And literally just those big brown eyes, which are mine. So it's like I'm looking into my eyes, walks up, looks at me and goes, "Mama, are you pregnant?" And I turn and I look at him and I go, "Excuse me?" As one would do. And he goes, "Do you have any points? Do you have a baby in your belly?" And I look down and I'm like,
oh, as if you didn't understand his question. Yeah. Right?
And I was just kind of like, huh. No, sir, I don't. And I actually contemplated asking why he would ask that. But again, he's four. He's a toddler. And to be honest, I didn't want to know the answer to that question.
I told you the time that this happened with Hayden and my friend Terrence.
He asked No, we did not ask Terrence.
Terrence. It was more about his belly than anything else. It wasn't really pregnancy. We're sitting on the beach. And at the time, Hayden must have been 3-4 years old, about the same age as Jimmy. And my friend Terrence is laying on his back. Yeah, I'm a bit of a belly. So Hayden says to him, "Are you going to push that in at night?"
What do you mean? Are you going to push that in?
Push his stomach in. What? Like, does it go down?
How do you sleep like on that thing? Oh my God!
So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW 855-237-8746. If you've ever been subjected to a child's cruelty,
and they don't even know they're being cruel,
they have no idea. They're just from the mouths of babes. I do distinctly remember too when my nephew was super young. I remember Liam, he was probably around Jimmy's age now too. He was like four or something like that. And he looked at my husband, Bart, and he goes, "Why are your teeth so yellow?"
Oh, no.
Ouch.
Dang. 1-855-BIRCHA. Good morning, Charlie. You are on the Bird Show.
I have five kids, and I have an entire list that I keep on my phone of crazy stuff that they said.
All right, let's hear it.
I need to start doing that. Thank you for the idea.
I think Kristen used the word unhinged.
So my son, we were riding in the car the other day, and he just randomly out of nowhere said, "I want to go to jail for a really good reason."
Wait, what?
And I said, "Like what?" And he's like, "I don't know, because I ate dynamite."
Okay.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's 12.
I want to party with that kid.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Another time, my kids were talking about Van Gogh and how he cut off his ear.
Yeah.
And my daughter said, "That's very upsetting. If I got a box and was excited to see what's in it, and it's an ear, I'd be really upset."
Yeah, she has a very good point, though.
Completely understand where she's coming from.
Yep.
And the last one, my daughter randomly came to me one day and said, "Bloody Mary lives in the attic. That's where she lives." And I was like, "Bloody Mary isn't real, baby." And she said, "She is my best friend. Oh, look, a snail."
That sounds about right.
I think I would stay out that attic.
Yeah, and you also might want to get an exorcist in the home.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. Thank you for calling, Charlie. Ray, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you for calling.
My child loves to give me humble reality check. He loves to grab my belly and say, "Mama, why are you so squishy? You feel like slime."
Oh, wow. Neat.
I'm like, "Oh, thanks." Uh-huh. Or the dimples in your thigh, the cellulite.
Yeah.
He loves to call that out.
Awesome. Have fun.
Keeping you humble.
Yeah, you call the lawyer, get him off that will. Good morning, Becca. You are on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi, how are y'all?
Fantastic. All right, the unhinged thing your kid said to you.
So it wasn't my kid. I'm only 25. Thankfully, I don't have a kid yet. But when I was babysitting, when I was younger, the kids were doing cartwheels in the living room. I said that I couldn't do one, and they asked me, "Oh, you can't do one because you're fat."
Oh, no.
You're not even my own kid talking to me like this.
I know, right? I would have put him on restriction. I don't even know who your kid is. Vanessa, the unhinged thing your kid said to you.
I don't wear makeup very often, and one day I put makeup on because I was going out, and I came downstairs, and my daughter looked at me and said, "Why does your face look like that?"
Oh.
And I said, "Like what?" And then she just gestured with her hand and went, "That."
Ouch. That's attitude right there, man. Essence, good morning.
Morning, Bird Show. Love you guys.
Thank you. Loving on you, too. What's up?
Thank you. Okay, so I am a nana. I have two grandchildren, and my three-year-old granddaughter, while laying across my belly, grabs it, squeezes it, and goes, "Ooh, Nana, you're going to have a big baby like Mommy just had."
No.
Got to go back to your mother now.
And Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's
She's
have
bracing
it.
Herself and us for it.
Yeah. So my six-year-old nephew, his mother, my sister, is a lawyer. She practices family law. When we travel to see them, my husband is usually not with us because he works nights, so he's not with us all the time. So we go to the office. We're actually filling out my will, and we're sitting in there, and we're filling out the paperwork, and he looks up at me, and he says, "Titi, are we here so you can get a divorce?"
Why?
How did they put that together? Yeah.
Because his mom is an attorney. He knows what that is.
Now I got it.
Okay.
Now I got it. Did Amanda tell you the story about Asa and Kenna? Oh, this is fantastic. So Amanda, my girlfriend, got divorced a while ago. And Amanda is living with her sister, Kenna. They also are living with their four-year-old, right? So Asa and Kenna, I guess, had some kind of four-year-old adult disagreement last week. So Asa will run upstairs and runs up to Amanda and goes, "Mommy, do you know how you unmarried Dad? Can you unmarry Kenna?"
Listen, it's the Bert Show.